Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 26, 2021. I'm Rich Sciroffolino. Facebook rolled out support for a new Spotify mini player in the news feed, which will continue to play content as users scrolls their feed, part of a partnership the companies announced last week. The feature is available to free and premium Spotify users, who will now see a Facebook and Facebook news feed option when using the share button in the Spotify app. China's State Administration for Market Regulation launched an antitrust investigation into the food delivery giant Meituan, looking into if the service forced exclusivity agreements from restaurants. The company has been found guilty of unfair competition in at least two legal cases this year, and under Chinese antitrust law, could face fines of up to 10% of its annual revenue. China's State Administration for Market Regulation and other agencies also promulgated new rules for live-streamed e-commerce, set to go into effect May 25th. The rules require platforms to hire moderators for streams, create a block list to ban streamers and viewers who violate rules, and ban selling fake products, promoting pyramid schemes, and falsifying viewership numbers. Roku notified users claiming Google is threatening to remove YouTube TV from its service if it doesn't meet what it calls unfair terms, like preferencing YouTube content in search. The company claims Google is tying the renewal of the YouTube TV distribution contract to force anti-competitive benefits to the YouTube app. A group of nine German industry associations, representing companies including Facebook and the publisher Axel Springer, filed a complaint against Apple with Germany's competition regulator, saying that the app tracking transparency features of iOS 14.5 will harm the advertising market. The complaint predicts a 60% fall in advertising revenues for app developers and resulting consumer harm from higher transaction costs. Motherboard reports security researcher SickCodes discovered a pair of flaws in John Deere's apps and website that would let attackers access personal data of people who own John Deere vehicles and equipment, including name, address, equipment ID, and VIN. SickCodes reported the vulnerabilities to John Deere on April 12th and 13th, with both bugs fixed by April 21st. Zoom launched its immersive video feature, originally announced back in October. This lets hosts arrange participants in a single shared virtual environment with support for up to 25 participants. Clubhouse announced a deal with the NFL to provide content around the NFL Draft Week. Starting April 26th, Clubhouse will offer a collection of official audio chat rooms to follow the live draft picks and listen to discussions with athletes, coaches, and analysts. Android Central reports that an update to the Android Google app shows a menu item called Guacamole, with a toggle to skip saying the Hey Google wake word to perform quick tasks. The toggle isn't yet functional in the app, but the setting could reportedly be used for tasks like answering calls and stopping alarms. The New York Times reports that the Indian government ordered roughly 100 posts critical of the country's COVID-19 response from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram be removed, claiming the posts were misleading and couldn't cite panic. The platforms complied with the order, with Twitter blocking the tweets in India, but still available outside the country. Google will remove questions and answers on Google from search on June 30th. The feature was primarily viewable by users in India, showing user-submitted questions and answers to popular queries. Mac rumors confirm that the Revil ransomware group removed all references related to an extortion attempt against Apple, which previously included images and schematics stolen from the ODM Quanta. The group had pledged to leak additional information through May 1st, if not paid a $50 million ransom, and it's not clear why the information was removed. The short film Colette from Facebook's Oculus Studios and EA's Respawn Entertainment game studio won an Academy Award for Documentary Short Subject, the first project from the game industry to win an Oscar. The film was created for the VR video game Medal of Honor Above and Beyond and is available to stream on YouTube, Oculus TV, and The Guardian's website. And finally, researchers at the University of Cambridge, the University of Oxford, and University College London developed the first LiDAR-based augmented reality heads-up display designed for vehicles, which creates ultra-high-definition holographic representations of road objects, which are beamed directly to the driver's eyes. While current tests have been based on a stationary platform, the researchers are now working to miniaturize the technology to fit into a car. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.